All right, welcome back inside our Proactive Newsroom. And joining me now is John DeLuce. He is the CEO of Goldseek Resources. And John, welcome back. Great to see you again.
Likewise, Steve.
So you've put out a news release today, finishing off the winter drill program at Beshafer. And I know this is an important project to the company. So overall, these results, pretty good.
Yeah, no, we're very excited about it. This is our second batch of gold results. And now we have the full just under 4,000 meters of drilling out. So we continue to deliver on our goal of expanding on the zones. And I'd say the biggest deliverable that we've accomplished here is expanding on the east zone. So when we acquired the project from Wallbridge, the east zone consisted of one 25 meter section where they drilled up dip and down dip of historical results. We've now expanded that to have a strike length of over 200 meters. So we look forward to showing in our next deck the before and now after two initial drill programs that we've led on the Goldseek side. So we announced some good intercepts highlighted by about 3.1 over 6.5 meters in the east zone and then 1.76 over 9.65. And the additional results in the east zone were lower grade, but again, high width intervals with indicators of being in the proximity of our next high-grade gold shoot, because the east zone has that potential. Headlined by in 2013, there was 56 grams per ton drilled over 6 meters. So that's our goal of trying to locate that next high-grade gold shoot, because that's what we need to really impress the market and raise the type of capital that sees us drill this all year round.
Absolutely. Makes a lot of sense. So positive there. Not so positive is the market conditions around the precious metals right now. It's been a real struggle, eh, Jonathan?
It has been. What we had a very positive start to the year, which is we've given away all those gains in a matter of 2 to 3 weeks with the U.S. equity sell-off, the strong U.S. dollar, which has forced to put some pressure on the price of gold. So it's really reduced the liquidity in the junior mining space. However, with our thesis on the gold price, we're not panicking. We're still very positive, and we've built Goldseek to withstand these type of corrections. And when I say that, you can fake a lot of stuff in this business through promotion, but you can't fake having a quality asset. And that's what we believe we have with Beshafer. It's a type of assets that's hard to find in the Abitibi, being near resource. And we're very confident in the market, gold market to come, that it will shine and we will see the re-rating that we're working towards. And also, investors can be rest assured, with myself, my management team having 52% of the stock, that we are truly partnered with our shareholders and we will not be taking on any unnecessary dilution at these levels. And we are planning as a family office to take the majority of the next financing. And lastly, we have industry low G&A, which really, it, again, helps us get through these tough times in the market and be well positioned for when market conditions come back. And we do believe that the market that we're building towards will be very explosive for junior mining companies like us.
So obviously there's a plan in place in order to sort of weather the storm. So what can investors expect next from the company?
Yeah, so we have a lot of data to process and build into our 3D model from the prior drill program. And we've demonstrated the success of updating the model, which we've expanded on the east zone further to the north than historical operators had expected it to be. So, and as I mentioned earlier, we will be planning geophysics to help identify further high-grade gold shoots, which is key to our plan of attracting larger capital to drill this year round. Additionally, we will update our internal resource block model to determine whether or not it's at a point that we should bring it out to deliver value for shareholders, because it can be a blessing and a curse if it's delivered too early or too late. So we'll make sure that we deliver it at a time that's going to create value for shareholders.
All right, John, we'll leave it there. Thanks very much for the update. Appreciate it. And good luck with everything.
Yeah, thanks, Steve.
All right, John DeLuce, the CEO of Goldseek Resources.